First of all, I suppose our history is that we've been running galleries and workshops for artists in the Midlands in the UK for probably 6 years or more. I originally started a gallery myself at university while studying a master's in fine art, so sort of built a network around that. And then we partnered with a charity and we took over a lot more property and we built a big organisation. Rufina has helped build that organisation since we've been together for the last 4 years. And that's still growing in the UK. We're now actually a registered charity for arts and for community in our region. But we really wanted somewhere to call home and a place big enough to make what we've always dreamed of is an art school. To invite all the artists that we know globally, so because we deal with a lot of people from all over Europe and all over the world. And we like to get them together, we like to exhibit their artwork, to hear their interesting ideas, and to show that to an audience, to the public. And that's really the plan for here. So we've been all over France looking for a place for 2 years. We realised in the end that Brittany is close enough to the UK for us to still be able to manage projects in the UK, even though we've got a team there. And it seems like we've really landed in a great spot because a lot of people here have been very friendly.
I would say people and the organization, because the Mary, local Mary, very supportive, CCKB and other organization organization are very, very interested in our project and they will help us.
A lot of the people that we've talked to here have all had experiences at this place. So it's been a discotheque, it's been a restaurant, it's been a school. So we've had guys come in who went to school here, giving us all kinds of histories, you know, and we think that's all fantastic. So obviously the place does mean something to people. It's just a shame that it was left, so much of it left into disrepair. But yeah, it's a great place and we can see massive potential in it and we really do want to develop all of the property. It really looks like that the establishment here is interested in being part of what we're doing as well. We want people to come to us with their ideas as well, their artwork, their interests in doing group projects, and you know, bring to the table ideas for us as well. But also we'll be bringing artists to come and stay with us, so that's what the accommodation's about, and hopefully the big old building will become 3 more classrooms and probably 10 bedrooms. So that's the plan for them. We've got rooms in this property too on the first floor and a classroom on the top floor. So there's lots of space and there's even more classrooms at the back of the property, which would make nice workshops. So for carpentry, steel, pottery, plasterwork, all these things that we like to make. We want it to be as public as possible. So, you know, we want the knitting groups and we want the painting groups and the pastel to all to come and join us, mix the demographics together. That's the idea.
I notice you call it savoir-faire.
Yes. We were trying to think of a name that both the English and the French would understand. It's a French saying.
We have seen this place, and just in the train back to Normandy, we just did think about the name. A guy asked me what kind of French words can be understandable also for English people, and I just said savoir-faire, and so I was like, and it's like, it's done, you know, like, just...
And hopefully that's what it will be. You know, and the idea is that people come here and teach each other. So we're all learners and we all want to learn together. So that's the idea.
Are either of you artists?
We're both artists,
artists. Yeah. In what particular
genre? I've done a master's in fine art. I'm predominantly sculptural in what I make.
Well, I have made the BA in fine art in Tel Aviv, in Israel. Mostly made the video art photography. And more, I would say, my art may be based on women's rights and all this question about women in the public space.
She's far more contemporary than me.
My last film I've made with hidden camera. I felt a bit proud myself and my friends as well, because it was just, I think, in the same year, just before campaign Me Too. It's kind of, you know, I felt it. Each of us made something for really, you know, for get it more,
stronger.
Anyway, I wish you the very, very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.